jeder die Ash'ar, die Poesie auf Arif Billah, Rumi Ewak, Tabrizi Dora, Hazrat Mullah Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And this poem is entitled Hifazat al-Nazar, which can be translated as safeguarding the gaze. And we find that Hazrat Mullah Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was that spiritual master who, in a very loving and very logical way, had explained and brought about to our attention the importance of this one very, very important aspect of our deen, which was in practice very, very seldomly. We're talking about plus minus 25, 30 years ago. And Hazrat had brought this spiritual cancer to the fore, and after highlighting its harms and dangers, Hazrat also then prescribed or showed the way out, the cure. And in this poem, Hazrat brings our attention to one important aspect of living a life of serenity, of happiness, of peace, and the way to achieve this. Hazrat explains that one of the greatest impediments and barriers to achieving that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us, this treasure of leading a peaceful, a happy and enjoyable life, lies in safeguarding the gaze. And if we just apply our minds a little bit, we will realize how much the abuse of gaze has led us into so much of difficulty in our emotional life, and in our spiritual life it has become basically like a killer. So, introduction to this poem. As it says, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem, let us look at how Kareem and Rahim and how kind Allah is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this command to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to say unto us as the believers, that Qullin a'udhu billahi min shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Qullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfazu furujahum ila akhir al-ayah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this addressing the men, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, say to the believing men to lower their gazes and safeguard their chastity. And the ayat continues. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the woman of this ummah. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. A special address to the woman, that say to the believing woman to lower their gazes and safeguard their chastity. Thereafter in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned with regards to this nazar, this gaze, this an-nazru sahmun min sihami iblis masmumun, that this gaze, this lustful glance, these glances which are prohibited for you, which you will explain inshallah, this is a arrow from the arrows of shaitan, which means that shaitan, this is his weapon, this is what is used to afflict harm to his enemy, and this is our enemy, which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks to us, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا, that shaitan is not just an open, not just an enemy, rather he is an open enemy, so you take him as your enemy. So this nazar, this glancing, is one of those arrows from the poison, the arrows of shaitan. But not, it's not just an arrow, but it's a poisonous arrow. It is tipped in poison, which means when this thing, when it afflicts you, when it comes into contact with you, very quickly it will run in through your bloodstream and will result in your death almost instantaneously. So harmful these are. From the ayat of the Quran Kareem, from the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So let us ponder and understand the severity of it, and let us make an intention that we will take inspiration from this poem of Hazrat, and we will put a plan in action. And the best plan of action is for us to immediately start implementing these teachings of Hazrat into our lives. By doing this, if we make this intention while we are in this gathering, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give us the tawfiq to make amal. And if perhaps we do falter and err, then we will turn in tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very quickly will make us attain this rank that we are aspiring for, and that is of the wilayat, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, Beparda haseeno se hua tang zamana, aankho ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana, that times have become very, very difficult, constrained, because of this immodesty, immorality that is prevalent. And this also alludes to the fact that if a person becomes involved in casting lustful glances, then his life will become very restrained and very, very narrow and become very, very difficult and challenging. What happens when a person looks, the first thing that happens is when he casts his glances, then it has an effect on his heart. And this heart is a valuable commodity which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to us. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained that if this heart is correct, then the entire body will be correct. But if it becomes soiled by looking, then we are soiling our heart, then it's going to create an imbalance in our body. Mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur. Here Hazrat Hakim Sahib is saying that is giving us one way to understand logically how a person can come out from the prey of his nafs. That let him understand for a little while that this period of age or passing of time definitely creates a spoil in the features of people. We understand when a person was 16, 17, 18, and then what happens with the transformation after a period of 20, 30 years, that once beautiful woman who looks fresh and rosy, when she becomes a granny and she becomes a nanima, then those rosy cheeks disappear, the cheeks sag, and those beautiful sparkling white teeth suddenly have no teeth. Perhaps one or two teeth that are yellow and rotten. So Hazrat brings us at our attention to just think about the spirit of time that spoils the shape. So therefore, what you are looking at and you are marveling today, in a period of 10, 20, 30 years, is going to be completely different. You will not even want to look at it. Lekin agar aankho ko na tu unse bachaye, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tera unse bachana. And this eye of yours, if you are going to let it just wander about, as I say, recklessly eyeballing, then it's going to create an accident for you. And what accident is going to create, is going to bring your heart into turmoil. Aankho ki hifazat mein hai is dil ka sukubi. That in protecting your eye lies the protection of your heart. That tranquility that you are aspiring for, if you want it in your heart, you will get it by safeguarding your eye. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. Irrespective, no matter, sometimes your nafs will tell you that don't just leave it for a little while, satisfy yourself for a just short period of time, and then after that you can make tawbah, or just look at one time and thereafter you can leave it. But this is a deception of your nafs. And this deception, why it is a deception? Because you will never ever find satisfaction. The nafs will continue prompting you to look further and aspire for more. And the reality is that no matter how much you will want to get pleasure, you will never be able to attain complete pleasure. Pagal ki tarah phirte hai usha ke majazi, bechain hai din raat ye badnaam zamana. That what is the result of this look? It creates the disturbance in the heart. Thereafter it prompts a person to try and aspire to attain what he is looking for. In doing so, this person becomes completely insane. His faculties become compromised. Then he no longer thinks or understands who he is, what he is, that he is a believer, he is the servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he has to be in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This completely envelops his eyes, it makes him blind. That is why they say you are blinded in love or mad in love. As Maulana explained earlier, that this in itself shows the harm that comes about by this illicit relationships. That a person now becomes mad, he becomes insane in seeking and achieving this love that and this love is called ushaq majazi. The person is madly in love, ushaq. But as Maulana explained earlier in the day, that this is not real love, rather this is fasik. This is a person who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the natural consequence of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he will definitely remain, he will remain uneasy, he will remain in a state of perplexion, and he will suffer emotionally, he will suffer spiritually, and he will suffer physically as well. Not only that, he will bring himself into disrepute and he will disgrace himself. Irrespective of this illicit relationships, harmful glancing, etc., as such that it can afflict anybody. Nobody is safe except who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects. Therefore we should constantly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His fazl to protect us from this. What a person, he may be in the khanqa, he may be bear to a sheikh, he may be in tabligh, he may be a pious person, but this, what is the consequence if he gets involved in this? Then when they come to know, he becomes disgraced in society. That also, Hazrat Hakim Sahab also mentioned, then sometimes the brothers or the fathers will come and they will beat him up, they will take champal and they'll hit him, and his topi, if it's a khanqa topi also, he will fly on one side and those champals will fall on his head. What a disgrace for a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Rehna hi agar chain se sun lo ye meri baat. He has very lovingly is giving us advice that if you really want to live in peace, you want to live in sukoon, in serenity, then aanko ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. That don't let your eyes meet with the eyes of these false beauties. Do not gaze at them directly in your eyes. And very jokingly, lovingly, Hazrat Hakim Sahab explains, gives the example, that example, if a person is riding on the highway and it's dark at night and an oncoming vehicle and you are also coming in the opposite direction, and if both the hazard lights, both the bright lights are on, then what will happen? Natural result is there going to be an accident. So if a female is passing or a beardless handsome lad is passing also, this also comes under the aspect of nazar. So all we have to do is just lower your gaze. Sulil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim. Just lower your gaze. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very easy. There's no button to press anywhere to put your dhimmas down like in the kaya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't put like a button under or a heel that we have to press it. Simply, quickly, just by a motion of your eye, lower it. And once it's passed, then you open up your eyes again and you carry on. Akhtar ki ye ik baat nasihat ki suno tum, in murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. That listen to this one advice of Akhtar, and it is as though Hazrat Hakim, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi is pleading to us. Like in the Quran Kareem where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in this ayah, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عَيْذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَ أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفُرَادَ ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. The gist of the ayah is that ponder, think, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this level of intellect, aql, and it is here for us to apply ourselves. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, let us think about it, look at the harms and the benefits, etc. And then if a person just thinks a little bit, it will put him in the right direction. In murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. That these beauties that are lifeless, that are dead, don't ever attach your heart to them. So the objective of this ash'ar is to recognize the harm and abstain from looking at haram and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has requested us from, so that in doing so we will save ourselves from harm. So how to acquire this? One is that we focus on the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we sit in the company of the mashayikh. Also one prescription, one Hazrat has mentioned in the nikah bayan, that if a person focuses on the specific points in his salah, then this will assist a person. A person who was listening reported to Hazrat after some months that he had this problem with bad nazri, he was unable to control his eyes, he was genuine, he was a pious person, he was concerned. So he thought to himself that by making a second nikah this will assist him. But after the second nikah still also this malady of his did not go away. But he says, after I practiced upon what Hazrat mentioned, that focusing the eyes in each posture of salah in his correct place, he found that with this now greatly his eyes had come under control and this disease was almost eradicated. Then also let us think that the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Ponder, do you not understand, do you not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you? Let us think of ourselves when we are in this situation, that if my sheikh is there or my father is there, will I look in this particular manner? Obviously not. And what are the benefits of protecting a person's gaze? Here in the Hadith Sharif where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about safeguarding the eyes, here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned that though a nazru sahmun min sihami iblis masmumun, then man tarakahu makhafati, whoever leaves out, who restrains his nafs because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will substitute the sweetness of iman in his heart. Wajad iman, such will be the sweetness that he will feel it in his heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a life of hayatun tayyib, a life of goodness, a life of serenity, and we will get complete peace of mind, tranquility of heart. We find that many a time a person spiritually is deprived because of the spiritual malady of badnazri. One very important aspect that we can take from this is that we should go back and we should make a fervent intention that we will create the majalis daily of zikr in our masajid and of ilm, of knowledge, and we will teach these aspects of our deen that we learn from our mashayikh to our children as well. Because one is, we are benefiting, alhamdulillah, we can see that we have come in this peace, in this majalis, how we have benefited, how it has inspired us. So let us not remain on this, but let us take it further and let us build on it and let us pass it on to others, inshallah.
بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرا ان سے بچانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا ابلیس کا کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا